Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
What's something no one warned you about as an adult? And by the way, we know that's almost everything. Obviously, our parents tried to prepare all of us, school and everybody else. But there are some things you don't know until you get there. Like, Tommy, you were lamenting today, and it won't be a big deal. But you have to get a prescription filled on your own insurance for the first time today.
Right.
And you, so Tommy had said, and I think we were all in the same boat. He's like, what do I even do? Like, and I said, well, you got your insurance card. You give it to the pharmacy, and then they fill it. And I said, oh, by the way, it's going to cost a lot because this is your first one of the year. So it'll be like you don't have insurance on this first one. So that's fun.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, it's easier than it used to be because it used to be you'd go to the doctor and they'd actually hand you a prescription and you have to physically take it in. Now, most of the time, they just go, where do you want us to send this? You pick a pharmacy that's close to you.
Yeah. What an insecure system that was. Here's some paper that no one can read.
Yeah. And so now they just send it over. And by the time, you get there, it's already done.
But what's...
That's what I thought I'd have to do. I thought I'd have to go get a new doctor or whatever to get that little pad of paper to say I can get my thing. But yeah. I know, like, a lot of people can just order a refill through the app. And
this is a refill, right?
Yeah.
You just have to provide the new insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One, there are plenty of apps out there where you can go on there, type in what prescription you have, the amount that you have, and find out where it is the cheapest.
Yeah. Good RX.
It's not the same price everywhere. Every pharmacy is different. That's what they don't. That's something they don't tell you.
Yeah. They don't tell you that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I learned that at 50 years old.
Yeah, my prescription, if I go to the Walgreens, it's like $3. But if I go to the grocery store across the street, it's $27.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not bad. Uh-huh. Which one do you go to?
I don't go to either of them.
Oh, tricky.
I found another one.
That's something, too, in regards to that, like when I go and pick up my prescription or when I go places, not being afraid to ask, like, is there any way to get a discount on this with really expensive stuff? Because you want to be able to walk into your little drugstore and grab your prescription and not have to say, like, is there any way this can be cheaper? But it's okay to ask that. It is totally fine to barter just a little bit in certain circumstances.
Yes.
And to know when is really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worst thing I can say is no.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, worth a try.
Yeah.
As long as you don't freak out and be, some sort of Karen.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to anything medical, I have no problem being like, yeah, no, I'm not going to pay that. I'll go somewhere else and get it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, you're providing something that I need, and I'm going to go to the place where I get it the cheapest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
So what's something as an adult you had no idea how much time or effort it would eat up of your life? The first one we got was eating.
Yeah.
You had no idea when you were younger, when mom and dad were taking care of it, or even when you were in college, when you started to get a sense of it. At least I did. Some of you may have gotten it sooner because you didn't eat like a child. But how much time would go into planning, shopping, cooking, cleaning, and then repeat process every day for everything. And then mix in kids. It's never ending.
Even just the act of eating, I think, is so... I love food. And when Kelly and I travel or anything, I think you and I both have said, like, you experience places through food
and
everything. Like, I love tasting food, but I hate the act of eating. I think it's so inconvenient and so boring.
Really?
Yeah.
So would you rather just grab something on the go and keep moving?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Really?
I don't know.
I love it.
I like sitting down and having a meal, but I think it's just more the camaraderie and sitting with somebody and talking.
It's because you have something to do while you're eating.
Right.
Yeah.
But just sitting there eating, I get so bored.
When was the last time you ate alone without your phone or TV.
Oh, without the phone or TV?
It feels like you're stuck in the hallway because you got in trouble at school.
I grew up sitting around a dinner table, so especially when I was married and had stepkids in my life, I really enjoyed kind of reintroducing that at their dad's house.
We've started doing that more and more.
Yeah, so my roommate and I will, I say we unknowingly do it because it's just natural to me to put on, I always do like a piano instrumental while I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. And then she's got ADD, so it's really helpful for her to just have music going in general at any time. So it's nice because my phone's away from me. I'm cooking. We set up the table. And by the time we sit down, we're actually like enjoying a meal without it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can introduce that into your life regularly, it's such a nice escape.
But what about alone? It's just you. No music. Nothing.
Yeah.
It feels like you're in trouble.
Yeah. It feels lonely.
Yeah,
it does.
Honestly.
I think the last time I did that and the only time I ever do it that much is if I get like fast food and I eat it in my car
because
it's too inconvenient.
But you don't even have the radio?
No, I would usually, like if it was lunch or something, I'd put the windows down and then just like, you know, park at a park or whatever and then eat. But I don't want to play with a phone because I got, my hands are messy.
Oh, never stop.
And I don't have a television with me, so.
That's what screen wipes are for.
Yeah. So.
I need my brain to be stimulated by things I don't need to know or see.
That's about it though. Yeah. Always have access.
Somebody else said, like food, laundry never ends. You think you're done with it, but then there's dirty clothes where you took the hamper from the bedroom there. As soon as you go back, the hamper's half full with the next round.
Uh-huh.
That's really true.
Or if you have kids, the hamper is three times over full for the next round.
That is so true. Because even me, like I live alone most of the time, and I'm not a person who changes my clothes like four times a day.
Yeah, you wear the same pants
people.
Every day, we know.
Yeah. But there are those people where every time you look over, you go, are you wearing different pants?
Like outfit change.
This is definitely your third pair of pants today. And I'm not one of those people, and I never stop doing laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You go, like I did two loads yesterday. You go, how does this happen?
Now, Kayla does most of the laundry at our house, just the way it's worked out. Thank God. But I'm happy to help, and I'm very grateful she does it. But one of her biggest complaints, and also mine, is how often she does the clothes, the laundry, folds them, hands them to the kids to go put away in their room. So they have to do nothing but the easiest part.
Mm.
Also the part none of us like to do.
Yeah.
And then you know what they do a lot of the times? Leave them in a pile until they get in trouble and then throw them still folded in the dirty clothes.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That's annoying.
And then you say, hey, did you wear this? Yeah. Why is it folded in the dirty clothes? I don't know. So you're telling me you folded it perfectly and then put it in the dirty clothes? Must have. I want to punch you in the nose right now because you know that's not a believable lie at all.
Uh-huh.
Do better. Mm-hmm. At least come up with a better story. Give us that.
There is something to be said, too, for that meme that I always see where it's like there's no better feeling than when you open up the dryer and you realize it's one load of adult clothes instead of one load of 1,000 little kid clothing pieces.
Yes.
Where it's like, I mean, one load of kids' clothes could be 600 socks.
Yes.
They are so tiny.
Yeah, when they outgrow that age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah. What a great fit. But opening that dryer, you're just like, oh, what am I getting? Is it going to be four towels? That would be great. You open it up slowly. Oh, man. And that one little sock falls out. You're like, great. Now I have plans for the next 2 hours.
This text. No one told us that when we were adults, we would look forward to the weekend with all of our heart and then be too mentally or emotionally exhausted to do anything when the time arrived and you just want to stay home. And it takes a while to adjust your feelings to enjoy the peace and tranquility of a weekend with no plans and shift out of the previous age, the younger person thoughts of, if I don't have plans, it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
Yeah.
If I don't do something. God.
I wish I had enjoyed all those weekends I was a loser when I had a chance.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's not what you just said, Free Beer, is something that so many people can relate to in regards to how you spent your time. Because at the time, it's, oh, I'm so bored, or I'm so this. Or for me, it's like, I always look at my body and I'm like, oh, I was so much skinnier then. But even then, 20 years ago, I was so hard on my body and like, oh, I could be skinnier. And even now at 37, I'm at my goal weight. I feel great. I look back at pictures of when I thought I was bigger and I'm like, bitch, chill.
Right?
Like, you got to stop doing that. You got to just enjoy your body because it's a privilege to be able to move it.
Or those moments when you feel old, I like to remind myself, this is the youngest I'll ever be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, going forward.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sometimes
thing.
That makes me sad.
Yeah,
you
got to
be
like
careful
that.
With that one.
Yeah, I'm going to be older every day. Oh, no.
This thing. The worst thing about being an adult, it's easily the way life finds a way to throw you a curveball into your nuts every time. Hey, you just had to buy a new appliance you didn't want to buy? Thank God that's over. Now I'm check to check. Surprise, your car just S'd the bed. Mm-hmm. That is, that, and it seems like it always comes in bunches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And maybe it does, but even when it comes one-offs.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always at that point where you're like, all right, I feel like I'm, we're all caught up on everything.
Might be able to save something.
Nothing. I might be able to put $100 in savings this month. And then, you walk into the kitchen and there's a huge puddle from your dishwasher that's leaking everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Cool. As I say this, I reflect on the text I got from my wife the other day and we were talking about it. Our washer is. It's showing error messages like every third time and you have to power cycle it and reset it. That's probably not going to end well.
Mm-hmm. No, you might as well just go shopping for it. What's the next holiday? Easter? Maybe there's some Easter sales coming up.
Good Friday, good deals on the latest appliances.
Yeah.
Get one connects to the internet that does nothing for your laundry.
These prices are rising like Jesus in 3 days, so take advantage of it now.
That would be a bold advertising.
This thing's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would be amused.
Another thing too, I think, especially if you're a young woman, you have sizes, right? That are all like 2, 0, 2, 4, 6, and you base so much of how you feel about yourself off of sizes and what you should wear based off of your quote size. Mm-hmm. And in reality, you should wear what flatters your body. It doesn't matter if it's a 4 or an 8. I have clothes.
Agreed. Yeah.
I have clothes in my closet that go from a small to an extra large. I have pants that are way too big because the size isn't right for me, but the fit is exactly how I want it. Mm-hmm. But in my brain, I'm a size 6, and I will always be a size 6. And if I'm anything bigger or anything smaller, I'm too big.
Like
I'm
it causes
small.
You anxiety?
Yeah, because I remember going from teen sizes, which was like 12, 13, 14, 16, to junior sizes and like women's sizes, which are 0, 00, 2, 4, 6. And once I got up to 6, I was like, I can't get any bigger than 6. That's too big.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, it's like, no, it's not. One, I'm 5'11".
You're
so
tall.
Chill.
Yeah.
And two, I should wear clothes that I like and that fit me in a way that are comfortable. If I want to wear tighter jeans, wear tighter jeans. But if I want to wear looser jeans, there's nothing wrong with me putting on a size that flatters me in that way. And I had to that's in the last 6-7 years that somebody said that to me, like, why do you worry so much about sizes? Like, size doesn't matter. It's about how it fits.
On some level, I still care about what other people think about what I'm wearing. Otherwise, I would just wear the same comfortable clothes every day.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I care so much less. And it's so, I wish I had been that way longer.
Yeah.
Well, these are comfortable and they look fine. I don't care if you think they're great because you're not the target demo anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So be it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to get to that point. Mm-hmm. You can't just roll it over.
That also, I think that comes with age and also whatever your relationship status is. I was
definitely
very chill
true.
About that in my 30s too. And now I'm less chill about it in my 50s. About how I appear to other people.
That's true.
I want someone to look at me and want to have sex with me, Freebeer.
I don't mean to imply that I quit trying, but if Kayla's fine with it, I'm fine.
Right.
With it.
You only care about the opinion of one person, not multiple.
I get you. You're right. You're absolutely right. This text, no one told me when, from the 518, no one told me that when I hit 50, my personal check engine light would be on almost constantly.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, your medications and then. You got one, and then maybe two, and you'll have three for a while, and then it's back to two. Then it's four. I don't like that.
The thing is, a lot of adults probably did tell us that when we were kids. We just went, yeah, whatever, old man. Oh, yeah, okay, I want to hear all about your achy knees that you don't know why they're aching, or your mystery bruises.
That's a good point.
So, I bet the info was there.
Yeah, you're right. This text, I didn't know how much time I would be doing administrative things in my life. I didn't know that I'd have to spend so much time doing admin things for insurance, for my mortgage, For everything else, there's always a form that needs to be completed, an online thing that needs to be checked, proving that I'm not a computer. There's always something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, CAPTCHA stuff. I am not a robot. Mm-hmm. I know what those letters are. How many traffic lights are in this montage. Mm-hmm.
Which you only have to do to then do something typically that is something you don't want to do anyway. Like fill out the form for your insurance or your taxes or whatever.
I was filling out a form yesterday and it was put your, you know, it needed a date. It needed a 2-digit month and a 2-digit year. And I was putting 06/14. June of 2014, mm-hmm. no matter what way I put it, it said invalid date.
That's mm-hmm. fun.
Cool. Okay, so now I have to call and give you all the information that I already gave you.
Because mm-hmm.
your stupid machine doesn't work.
Yeah. That is annoying. I don't like that at all. This one. This is very simple, but no one told you as a younger person how expensive it would be to buy curtains and rugs.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
those are priced like gold.
Blinds? Are you kidding
blinds
me?
So yeah,
why are blinds so, and they're all made out of paper now anyway. Like, why are they so expensive?
Yeah, it's got to be a sham. The markup has to be like 95%.
Oh, definitely.
Years ago when I bought my house, I remember I moved into it and it was like, it was a little, like I got a good deal on my house, but it was still kind of, I was kind of stretching my budget a little bit and I moved in and I was like, this is amazing. This is my house. I can't believe I own this. And then I realized how many windows it had, and I was on a corner, so, like,
mm-hmm.
it's bad enough that you got to put the blinds on the front windows, but, like, since I was on a corner, I also had to put it all on the...
Oh.
Like, maybe I can just split this up. No, then now I just live in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
If I don't put up blinds, mm-hmm. I live in a fishbowl, and, God, that was so expensive. Yeah.
You'd have never believed that buying blinds would have a comma in it, or even come close if it didn't.
Yeah.
And it's so not satisfying either.
No.
At least when you buy a car, you get to like experience, I got a new car. Not blinds.
I don't know, man. I was pretty jazzed when I got my new wood blinds for my living room.
Oh, man. Oof. Wish I could have afforded the wood ones.
I know.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I think they're fake, though.
Jimbo sends in an example of how life always has one more punch to your stomach. No one told me I'd have to pay attention to what my job takes out for taxes. Now I just found out they didn't take out enough, and I owe the state $1,700 with $1,500 left in my account and two late credit cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is adult life.
It
sadly,
is.
That is that's how it feels a lot of the times.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone All-Season Tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.